It is the Morning Line program on KMBA. My name's Danny. Happy Monday to you, 826. KMBA keeping you in tune with our community. And happy to welcome two guests this morning from the Alaska Training and Technical Assistance Center. First of all, Outreach Specialist Richard Perry joins us again. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Danny. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks. Good morning. And and Regional Director Anthony Caoli here, too. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, it's good to see you guys. So, you've always got lots of irons in the fire as far as providing training opportunities folks in the Alaska Native community. But you got a big gig coming up next week.
Yeah, we do. We have our 2018 Funders Forum, and we're really looking forward to having some guests with us to present information about a lot of the programs out there that are available, and we're hoping to do some good outreach there.
Okay. And Anthony, just for folks that aren't familiar with your organization, with the Alaska Training and Technical Assistance Center, maybe just a brief reminder about the mission of the organization is in order.
Sure. So we're contracted by the Administration for Native Americans, whose vision is Native communities are thriving, and ANA's mission is to promote self-sufficiency and cultural preservation in Native communities. And so the Technical Assistance Center that's based here in Alaska, you know, we're helping ANA implement that vision and mission on the ground. So,
okay. And who in particular is going to be at this session next week, and who should plan on attending?
So what we're doing is we're working along the same time frame as the BIA's Providers Conference. And as we have about 1,500 people, you know, in town from all of Alaska, we thought it an opportune time that during part of the day we provide some other organizations, federal, state, and local, and nonprofits, to provide information for, you know, the people that are going to be here as well. So it's kind of an extra bonus push to share information about what project funding and funding is available, and the training and technical assistance in as well.
Does this sort of work as a clearinghouse to match up people looking for trainer opportunities with funders?
Yeah, this is a really great opportunity not only for funders who are looking for opportunities to do, you know, connect with people who are involved in writing grants and trying to get money for projects in their village and communities, but it's part of what we're doing here is just to build relationships and help, you know, Native communities out.
Okay. And I find it interesting some of the literature that you've got talks about providing a framework to a strengths-based approach as well as data tracking of outcomes and objectives. Talk about the strength-based approach.
Well, that's a shift that ANA has made recently with the funding announcements last year, where really ANA is wanting communities to focus on the assets that they have, the strengths that they have, and then key in on a specific condition in the community that they want to either enhance or eliminate. So it's not necessarily focused solely on problems in communities, but addressing the strengths and leveraging those strengths.
The conversation is important to take it from a strength-based approach as opposed to a what's your problem and how can we help you fix it, but rather what do you have that you're doing well and how can we improve things for you?
What do you have in your toolkit and how can we use those tools mm-hmm. to their greatest extent?
Yeah.
Okay. And so the 2018 Funders Forum is a week from tomorrow, Tuesday the 27th. It'll be all full of turkey at the Egan Center Cook Hall. From 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock. So, what's kind of the nuts and bolts? What am I going to expect when I go to the Egan next Tuesday?
Well, this is actually a really exciting opportunity. Richard and I have been working together and bringing a really diverse array of agencies, and we wanted it to be multi-agency because the reality is there probably isn't a single project here in Alaska that's either been developed or implemented or sustained without more than one funding source. So we've got multiple agencies that provide not only funding but also technical assistance and resources at the federal level. We've got the state, community, commerce, and economic development coming to talk about some of the tools and resources that they provide to rural communities and Native communities. Denali Commission is going to be there providing an update on their work plan and how to interface with the Denali Commission for their upcoming work plan. And then, of course, we'll be talking about our own resources through the Administration for Native Americans. We've got some nonprofits we've invited. So it's going to be a pretty unique opportunity to hear from a wide array of funders.
A manifold consortium of nonprofits.
And a pretty condensed time.
Governmental organizations and NGOs, too.
Yeah, it's really, in my mind, I kind of see it as a meet and greet so that people can come together, ask questions, and help alleviate some of the concerns that may or may not be real with trying to get these applications and these funding opportunities in their communities.
Now, it's great to know that there are entities that are looking with the cash that are going to be providing the funding. Give me a concrete example. If I was to come in and need something funded, what might I be wanting cash for?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of the common things that we're hearing about is that communities are looking for sanitation, projects to fund, water projects, housing, infrastructure, common facilities where they're having maybe cultural centers or something of that nature. And then we also have community databases, tribal youth development, and any of those types of things. And the type of things that ANA funds, we are basically three main project areas, and that's environmental regulation, opportunities or enhancements, language and cultural projects, and social and economic development.
And is the focus strictly on rural communities?
Native communities.
On Native communities. Okay. So any Native community, Native-serving organization that has a board that is greater than 51% more.
Okay, tremendous. It's 8:33. It is the Morning Line program on KMBA. And if you just tuned in, our guests are Richard Perry and Anthony Caoli from the Alaska Training and Technical Assistance Center. And we're talking about a funders forum that's coming up next week, next Tuesday at the Egan Center. And I guess, okay, so there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of golden opportunities, it sounds like. How should I have my act together when I come in and I've got a serious idea that I'm looking for some support with? Should I have a blueprint, a resume, just come in open-minded? How do I prepare for that?
Well, most communities have got a community plan or a capital projects plan or a strategic plan where they've identified their highest priorities. And that's one thing that our Technical Assistance Center and ANA really promotes is that, that communities are pursuing funds based on their highest priority need as opposed to just the latest grant that's coming out. So I would say if you come to the Funders Forum, think about your top three priority projects, have those in mind, and then you'll be well prepared.
Okay, so make sure they understand this right. This is basically not, and correct me because I want to make sure that this is basically not for individuals. It's for organizations and communities.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Are there opportunities for individuals funding, or is that a totally different forum?
We're not really highlighting that. I think some of these agencies may have some individual funding opportunities, but that's just not something that we're actually highlighting in this funders forum. We're primarily focused on resources for Native communities.
Okay, super. And now, Richard, you're also going to be having a setup at the providers conference.
Yes, that's right. I'll have a booth, and we'll be at the BIA providers conference, and you can come ask questions there of me and our team, and we'll share a lot of the same information that we're talking about today.
Okay. And I'll throw you in front of the bus here. I don't know if you've got the information right in front of you, but do you have the dates and times on the providers conference?
Yeah, I believe that's from Tuesday until Saturday. It might be Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Tuesday to Friday.
Okay. So you can catch up
Thursday?
With you at either one of those. also let you know that there's a regional website you can check out as well, anaalaska.org. And really a golden opportunity here to take advantage of, particularly for folks that are coming in from rural communities who are going to be in town for the Providers Conference anyways, but really take care of a lot of multiple tasking while you're in town. We get set to wrap up. Anthony, anything else you want to add?
Well, a lot of the federal agencies and state agencies are operating with tightening budgets, and we hear that outreach is a difficult thing for them to do. So this is where we're providing a venue to promote that outreach and that face-to-face contact and Q&A. So I hope we're looking forward to people taking advantage of that.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about that much, but the Q&A actually going to be the panelists for the Q&A, they're going to be the funders?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Boy, so if you need to get those questions answered and find out the real scoop here, this is your chance. Richard, anything as we wrap up?
Well, some people are asking about how to register. Mm-hmm. You can simply show up, or you can also go to our Facebook page at Alaska Region TTA Center. And we have an event set up that you can say you're going to attend.
And is pre-registration required or
no.
recommended?
No, it's not required. It is recommended, or we wish you would, so that we can capture an idea of how many people.
But if you just show up, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Show up with your questions.
Okay. 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Tuesday afternoon, a week from tomorrow. November 27th. Richard Perry and Anthony Caoli, thanks so much for sharing the information, for joining us on Morning Line today.
Thank you, Nate. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, Danny. Thank you.
Very welcome. It's 8:37. Elvis Costello coming up after Slice of Alaska.